Report: Prominent law school deans refuse to comment on court packing. By Tom Sicata on October 14, 2020. Deans at the law schools at Harvard, Yale, New York University, the University of Pennsylvania, and Stanford all declined an invitation to comment from the college fix on the chaos surrounding Supreme Court nominations. According to a report by the college fix, deans at the top law schools in the country refused to comment this week on the concept of court packing, a proposal that would involve increasing the total number of justices on the Supreme Court. Deans at Harvard, Yale, NYU, University of Pennsylvania, Stanford and Columbia law schools refused to comment this week on the ongoing discourse about court packing. Some Democrats have argued that Joe Biden should add additional justices to the Supreme Court if he wins the election in November. Breitbart News reported on Sunday that Steve Bullock, the Democratic governor of Montana, urged Biden to adopt a court-packing approach if he wins in November. Biden has refused to comment on whether or not he supports court-packing. University of Chicago Law School professor Jeffrey Stone did reply to the college fix, but commented instead on President Donald Trump nominating Amy Coney Barrett to fill the current vacancy on the Supreme Court. "Nothing in the Constitution dictates when a president can nominate a justice to fill a vacancy on the court," Stone wrote in a statement. "The historical tradition, though, is that presidents almost never do this, and it's my understanding that a president has done this only four prior times after July 1st and that none of those nominees have been confirmed." Stone urged President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden to wait to see the outcome of the election. As noted above, that is the well-established tradition. Breitbart News reported in September that the University of Chicago was only accepting English PhD candidates that are willing to concentrate their research on Black studies. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.